The federal government has almost £1 billion of surplus dry milk. It was bought from dairy farmers to help keep milk prices up. Last year, the USDA approved a plan by the Milwaukee Hunger Task Force to partner with a dairy co-op to make 20,000 pounds of mozzarella cheese from some of that milk. The cheese went to hungry families through local food pantries, and Task Force Director Sherry Tussler says she'd like to repeat the project this year.
We are at a point right now where we're serving over 42,000 individuals within our pantry network, and so there would be no shortage of demand for the product.
But the USDA won't renew the charity milk-to-cheese scheme this year. The agency says it defeats the purpose of the milk price support system. It does that by displacing commercial sales of dry milk. The dairy co-op that made the cheese for the food pantries also got 12,000 pounds of free dry milk that it otherwise would have had to buy on the open market to make the cattle feed it sells. UW Milk Marketing Professor Ed Jesse says that creates an endless cycle and works against federal efforts to reduce the dry milk stockpiles.
You get the circular movement if the donations are used in place of what would have been purchased.
But the Hunger Task Force isn't convinced by that argument, and Sherry Tussler says she'll continue to push USDA to renew the program, and Wisconsin U.S. Senator Herb Cole says he supports the effort too. He's promised to ask Department of Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman to reconsider the cheese charity plan when she testifies before the Senate Agriculture Committee later this week. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.